Music with Meaning presents the true story of Tommy.
Thanks for coming over, Jack. I don't get many visitors.
That's okay, Tommy. It's on the way home from my paper route. I must get lonely sitting in this little room every day. Too bad Giant Betty isn't rich. Maybe you could see a doctor and you wouldn't be crippled and wouldn't have to live in this old rickety building.
Oh, it's not so bad. Aunt Betty takes good care of me. She's at the store buying food now.
Well, you must get awfully bored. What do you do all day?
I read a lot, and I like to look at the window and watch the people going by. Look, we're three floors up.
There sure are a lot of people down there.
Yes, but you know what? They're all unhappy. Look at all those frowns. They don't know how fortunate they are. If I could walk, I'd be happy.
Yes, Tom. If I didn't walk, I couldn't get people to read my papers.
You know, my mother used to read to me. She had a big book, and she would read me stories about the man who went everywhere doing good. I wish I had that book now. Maybe it would help me to be happy. Jack, would you do me a favor?
What's that, Tom?
Would you go and find me that book and bring it to me?
Well, I suppose I could. I have a little money saved up from selling papers. Okay, Tom, I'll go and find that book for you.
That would be great. Thanks, Jack.
I have to go now. When I come back, I'll bring you that book. I promise.
Goodbye, Jack. Please don't forget it.
I won't. Bye, Tom.
A man who went about everywhere doing good. No, I'm sorry.
No, I'm sorry. I don't think we have that one.
No, we don't have it here.
Man who went about everywhere doing good. Come and check next week. We've got new books coming in then.
Can I help you, son?
I'm looking for a book for a friend of mine. It's about a man who went everywhere doing good.
A man who went about everywhere doing good. What's the title of the book?
I don't know, sir. My friend Tom said his mother used to read it to him, and it was about a man who went everywhere doing good.
Well, the only book I know of like that would be the Bible, the story of Jesus. Here you go, son. That'll be 50 cents.
Well, I only have 10 cents.
Oh, I'm sorry, son, but you need another 40 cents.
But you don't understand. My friend Tom, he's crippled. He can't walk, and he really wanted this book, so he wouldn't be sad.
Oh, I'm sorry, son, but...
I looked all around, both up and downtown, for the book that my friend Tom asked for. So please lend a hand and help if you can. 10's all I have, is no more. So please, Mr. Help, if you knew my friend Tom, I'm sure that you'd feel this way too. 'Cause Tommy's a guy not like you or I. He can't walk around like we do.
Okay. Here you go, son.
Thanks, mister.
I hope it makes him happy.
Thanks so much, Jack. You're such a good friend. Would you like to read it with me?
Well, I'd better get home or I'll be late for dinner.
Oh, okay, Jack. Thanks again. Bye, Tom. Bye, Jack.
Now, where do I start? It's such a big book. This looks like a good place. The Gospel of St. John, Chapter 1. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God.
Tommy! Tommy! It's time to wake up!
Good morning, Aunt Betty. I'm really tired.
Well, it's no wonder you're tired. You stayed up most of the night reading. What were you reading, anyway?
The Bible, Aunt Betty.
The Bible?
Yes, the Bible, the words of Jesus. I read and read, and the more I read, the happier I felt. And now I know.
You know what?
That Jesus saved me. He came to the earth to save me and you, Aunt Betty, and everyone. And all we have to do is believe.
Tommy, reading the Bible won't put food on the table. And if you want to get anywhere in this world nowadays, you have to work hard.
Well, I still know that Jesus saved me and that he loves me. But if I could only walk, I can't even leave this little apartment. Jesus saved me, and I can't even tell anyone else. I want to do good like Jesus.
Now, don't go crying, Tommy. There's nothing you can do. Preaching is for healthy folks, not cripple boys. Now eat your breakfast.
But there must be something I could do.
Well, you could read your Bible.
Oh, Jesus, please show me a way to help those sad people. There you go. Make someone happy.
What are you doing, Tommy?
Aunt Betty, remember a couple of weeks ago and I wanted to do good like Jesus?
Yes.
Well, the Bible says all things are possible to him that believeth. So I prayed and asked Jesus to show me a way to cheer up those people on the street. And he gave me an idea. See this piece of paper?
Yes.
Well, all day I've been writing verses from the Bible on these little tiny pieces of paper and dropping them out the window.
Out of the window? Tommy, that's littering.
No, it isn't. Look. See that man picking it up? He's smiling. He's smiling. They're smiling. They're smiling. I've seen people do that all day. They're smiling. They're smiling. Jesus has shown me a way to be a help, though I'm small and can't walk. But through my window to them I can talk. Aunt Betty, just watch as the words flutter down. The people see them and pick them up from the ground. They're smiling, they're smiling.
So they are, Tommy.
One girl even looked up and waved to me. I'm so glad God can use me to help people.
Well, anyway, I have work to do. I've got to prepare supper. We've got to eat, you know.
Let's see. Ah, here's a good one. He that hath the Son hath everlasting life.
Here's the spot.
Maybe I'll find some clue here. I must find out where that little piece of paper came from. There! That window! The window is on the third floor, the fourth one over. I'll go up right away.
Come in.
Good afternoon, madam. My name is Henry Logan. I've come to find the person who's been dropping these little pieces of paper out the window.
That's Tommy. But, mister, he didn't mean no harm. He's just a little cripple boy with nothing better to do. I told him he was littering.
Hello, Tommy. So you're the one who's been dropping these Bible verses on the street. A sidewalk missionary.
Yes, sir.
I'm a hat manufacturer in this city. My wife and I have a large mansion in the suburbs and everything money can buy. But still, I felt a real emptiness in my heart. An unexplained loneliness. But then I found your Bible verse and I saw that salvation is really simple. So I tried it. And Jesus came into my life. I just had to find you and thank you. Tommy, I'd like to help you. How long have you been crippled?
All my life.
Have you been to a good doctor?
When I was little, my mother took me to lots of doctors, but they all said there wasn't much they could do.
Well, I know a very skilled surgeon who may be able to help you.
I guess it wouldn't hurt to try.
Tommy, I have a surprise for you today. You and I have been friends for some time now, haven't we?
Yes.
Well, it's a long drive to come here so often, all the way across town, and it takes so much time. I was wondering if you'd like to come and live with me in my house.
You mean your big mansion in the country?
Yes. My wife and I have no children, and it gets lonely. I've talked it over with her, and she's delighted with the idea. She's happy to see how I've changed since I started visiting you and reading the Bible with you.
But what about Aunt Betty?
I've already talked it over with her, too. She thinks it's wonderful. Well, Tom, what do you say?
I'll have to ask my friend about it.
Your friend?
Yes, Jesus.
All right, Tommy. You ask Jesus, and I'll return tomorrow for your answer. Okay?
Okay, Mr. Logan. Thanks a lot.
Bye now.
Goodbye. God bless you.
Oh, come in, Mr. Logan. I'm sure Tommy's really excited.
Hello, Tommy.
Hi, Mr. Logan.
Well, what's your answer?
I have a couple of questions.
All right.
Where did you say your home is?
Oh, it's far out in the country on a large and beautiful estate. You'll have a beautiful room all your own, and servants to care for you, delicious meals, a good bed, every comfort and attention, and anything your heart desires. My wife and I will love you dearly and rear you as our own son.
Are there any folks that would pass under my window?
Why? No. Only an occasional servant and perhaps the gardener. You don't understand, Tom. This is a gorgeous estate way out in the country, far from the busy noise of the city and the tumult of people. You'll have quiet there and be able to rest and read and do all you want, away from all this filth and smoke and noise and busy throngs. What's the matter, Tom? Why do you look so sad?
I hate to hurt your feelings.
What do you mean?
I'm sorry, Mr. Logan, but you see, I couldn't live anywhere where people don't pass under my window.
You mean you'd rather stay here?
I could never live anywhere where people don't pass under my window. Having met the man who went about everywhere doing good, how could I ever live selfishly again?
Tommy, you put me to shame. Here you are, so helpless and lame. Who'd have thought you'd have a ministry at all? But love found a way when the master called. Freely you received, and now freely you give. Now I'm determined, this is how I shall live. By the grace of God, I will always try to help those passing under the window of my life. Having met the man who went everywhere doing good, how could I live selfishly again? Freely I've received, and now freely I'll give. And like you, Tom, I'll try to live the same.
Oh, Mr. Logan, God will help you, just like he showed me that I could help others if I wanted to, no matter what.
You'll still let me visit you, won't you?
Oh, of course. Anytime you want.
I'll keep you supplied with paper for the rest of your life.
And don't worry about me living here. Mr. Logan, Jesus is preparing a mansion for me in heaven.
Been smiling.